The song is songing.
Me get myself situated here.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready, Freddy?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Welcome to this week's episode of Down and Dirty. It is currently Friday morning. This is the first Friday morning that I record because my guest is, she a busy girl. So we made it happen. We're out here Friday morning with great views. There's like a tree falling out on my street right now. And we just spent some good time staring out the window watching the tree cutters do what tree cutters do. But anywho, I'm excited to have this conversation with my girl. I can't wait for you guys to meet my guest today. It's a really special, special person. I do say everyone's a special person, but because you guys are meeting my peeps. So this is just another one of those ones. And she is going to introduce herself. So please tell us who you are, where are you from? Nothing specific, okay, just general information. And how are you feeling today?
Okay, well, hello everyone. My name is Angie. I'm from Jersey, lived here my whole life. And what else did you say?
And how are you feeling today?
Oh, how am I feeling? Excited, ready, scared. A lot of emotions, but I'm feeling good.
I cannot. Don't be nervous. It's going to be a good time. It's just going to be a conversation. It's just that we have mics in our hands. That's really what it is. I don't even know if it would matter if we had like the little mics on the shirt. Yeah, I don't know. It's just a lot more formal when you're holding something. I don't know. It's hard to describe. The first time I ever recorded, though, I was very nervous. And I think it's because I was with Jackie and I knew I had to perform.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you've been talking about this for this long.
Not doing it.
Wasting my time. But yeah, so Angie just had a birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Our girl is how old now?
Big 22.
So that just lets you know right there that Angie is one of my younger friends. And I feel like on this podcast, we've gotten to know that my friends are of all ages. And I would never think Angie is young like she is. She's an old soul. She's a young girl, a young lady, but she is an old soul for sure. She's probably one of the most mature people. Reminds me a lot of my sister. And I met her in 2021, I think. Post-COVID, I met her. We were working at the same job. And yeah, it was love at first sight, basically. It was just like, that's my girl. That was my go-to. And we are just both living our lives now at this point because we don't work together anymore. But she's growing and glowing and thriving. And so am I. So good stuff.
Period. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that.
You brought in 22 very well. You've done your traveling. You're doing a great job at work. You're looking better and better every year.
I got bangs now.
She does have bangs. Bangs are in, guys. I'm telling you. Bangs are going to come back. We're doing something.
Yeah, we're starting the evolution.
Yeah. Bangs need to come back. They just make you bolder.
Like, yeah.
You know, if you're willing to have hair on your face like that for longer periods of time, you're a bold, brave woman. Because I'm so quick to put my hair up all the time.
No, for real.
But I love a bang. Vanessa got me into bangs, as you know, she has bangs. She's always had bangs. And when I was recording with her, she had her yearbook from high school. And I actually have a picture I can show you right here, right now. Because I took a picture of it. Her in high school. Oh my God, Vanessa, if you're hearing this, she's probably cringing. Like, why are you showing her a picture of me when I was young?
Oh my God.
She looks so good.
Yes.
Yes, that's
Wow.
her.
Wow. I did not like recognize
Yup.
her.
She's that girl. You see
Period.
those bangs? So as soon as I saw that picture, I got bangs. Anywho, we're gonna start today's episode. Last week I did record, and for those that listened, you know that I'm wasn't feeling well. So I'm better now, but I still just have like a funny throat. Something funny in my throat. And that's why I will be taking my little breaks. But anywho, so beginning. How has being the oldest sibling shaped who you are today?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I feel like being an older sibling has like helped me shape like I guess my perspective, and definitely made me like mature very quick. I feel like it did teach me a lot of things, one of them just being like being someone like to go to, if that makes sense, like a support system. But I don't know, like I also feel like the age gap is a little crazy because me and my sister are like 7 years apart. My brother's a year younger than my sister. She's 15, and then my youngest is 5, turning 6 next week. So it definitely is a lot of like, what is the word? ¿Cómo se dice? Like
¿Cómo se
adjusting.
dice?
Like
Okay.
adjusting. Yeah, to different like age groups. So it's a lot. Definitely a lot. But I feel like it definitely, if anything, like the most thing, the one thing that I learned the most is patience. Patience, patience, patience.
Patience is really important. Patience is probably one of the most important things to know about the essentials of life because it just saves a lot of situations that could come from a reaction. Kids are not easy, and it is not easy being the oldest, especially when you are the oldest, but also your mom's like right and left hand. It's the pressure and the constant, like knowing that it's hard for us to fail because we are leader of the ship, basically. And it's hard for us to break, or it's hard for us to. You know, every time that I think of having a reaction with my siblings, I just think about them doing it to me. And I think I can't teach them that. You know, like if I react, they'll start reacting. And what is that solving? You know, the age gaps are also very big here in my house. What? Well, yeah, kind of like yours. Me and my sister are 8 years apart. Me and my brother are more than that. Probably like 16 years apart.
Damn,
Yeah. And then it becomes a thing of the youngest one just kind of feels like our child.
yeah, no, my little brother's like my kid, but like now that I'm like older and just learned so much, I feel like it has helped me, like, I guess, plan out or like make sure that he knows certain things, that like I can show him communication at a young age, because I definitely, like, a couple years ago, I didn't even know how to communicate well at all.
Yep.
So, and I'm like an emotional person, and I would let that like take over. But like the older I got, I understood it, and yeah, I'm definitely trying to implement that more with like all my siblings, but mostly my younger one. That way, like, he just understands.
Yeah, with the youngest ones, you've already done it twice, so you are just so more cautious with the youngest one. Because now you know. Now you've had your trial
Trial.
and error, which is literally like motherhood. You know, the more you do it, the more you know. And communication is huge. That is patience and communication. Honestly, I couldn't do it without those. I couldn't do it without those. I was hearing something one day that was mentioning how when you have a situation with whoever and you're talking about it, there's no point of focusing on the emotional side and just how it made you feel. Like, you should focus first on the root of the problem and what caused it rather than everything that's coming after it. And I think that's literally how we are as big sisters. We will just talk about the root of the issue, talk about how it affects them and how they can do better. And it's like, I don't know, man, shout out to us because I didn't have that.
Honestly, like, I didn't really learn that until, like, these, like, past couple years because, I don't know, I was never really taught to, like, communicate. So, like, my mom or, like, my dad, they wouldn't really tell me, like, oh, communicate, it helps you. So I just kind of had to, like, figure it out. And it was, like, just so strange. I'm like, wait, like, talk? Like, we, like, a cordial conversation? Like,
yeah.
It was definitely hard. But what also helped is, like, my other experiences with, like, friends, work as well. Like, there's just, like, a lot of, like, methods that they have, like, focusing on, like, the behavior and the impact. And I feel like that structure has also helped me communicate because now it's like, okay, I have a structure, I have something to follow rather than just going crazy and be like, no, 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 you did this, you did that.
Yeah. You got nowhere with that.
Yeah.
But we're raised on that, which sucks, you know? And I don't know if it's just something that our parents, like, I don't know what they were talking about back then or how people dealt with situations, but it almost feels as though a lot of us, Hispanic daughters, grow up in households where there wasn't proper communication. There was just manipulation, narcissism, so many C's and S's in that word. But yeah, we were dealing with narcissistic people and manipulation and gaslighting and yelling and abuse. And how are we supposed to know that that's how you deal with it, you know? That's why when we get into relationships and friendships and stuff with our family, when we're younger, we lash out because that's all we know. That's all we saw.
Yeah.
But you almost have to question, why wasn't that taught? Like, why is that so common all over girls that grew around the same time?
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's a reality for your household. It's a reality for me. It's a reality for so many other girls that I know. And it just sucks. It sucks, but it's nice to know that a lot of us that are aware of that are going to do everything we can to make that change in our future homes.
Yeah.
Because I definitely don't want kids around yelling and...
No, me neither.
You know? The whole, like, throwing things in each other's faces or even physical abuse. Like, none of that. None of that.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, like, what I've experienced definitely showed me what I don't want in my life and, like, how I could grow from it. So, like I said, it definitely helped me mature. But, yeah, like, I definitely know, like, going forward, like, when I have, like, my family or, like, even just, like, with friends, like, I know how I want, like, my life to be, who I want to surround myself with. And if anything, like, as much as it sucked, like, I'm thankful for, like, just learning from it because it did teach me a lot.
So what do you think the answers to those questions are of who you want to be and what you want to surround yourself with? What does that look like?
Oh, I definitely want to be, I want to be someone, like, not just, like, oh, in the magazine covers, like, no, nothing like that. No, I'm good. I just want to be, like, someone in, like, people's lives. Like, they just, like, they're like, oh, Angie. Oh, like, I love Angie. She's lit, whatever. But, like, you know, she's, like, a kind-hearted person. Like, I don't know. Like, I just want to be looked as, like, someone that's, like, hardworking and a good person.
Yeah, you want to have positive recognition.
Yes,
which makes sense. Now, does that validate you in any way? Or do you think that is just what you like to do? Like, you like to be around people and make them feel good and be there for them?
No, yeah, that's definitely me. Like, I feel very good when others feel good. So, like, I just like uplifting other people. And just that alone, that, like, that makes me happy. And wait, I forgot what the other question that you asked
Do you feel like people uplift you?
That's the thing. Like, growing up, I feel like no. I feel like I wasn't really uplifted, which is why, like, that shaped me into being, like, shy, like, just, like, timid and, like, closed off and, like, scared and anxious. And I still, like, feel anxious. Like, I felt anxious growing up. But, you know, little by little with, like, just, like, the work that I do and, like, the people that I surround myself with, like, they're just, like, amazing people and they make me feel, like, great, amazing, like I'm actually doing something. And yeah, like I that's pretty big for me, actually.
Okay, and what do you want to surround yourself with? What kind of people do you want to surround yourself with?
Okay. Well, no cocky-ish, but
cocky-ish.
But like people that are similar to me.
Okay.
Like, I like to surround myself with, like, people that are genuine for sure, have a good time, like, love to just vibe, dance, but also, like, I guess the nurturing type, like, they like to take care of people, definitely hardworking. It's really simple. Like, I feel like it's not that complicated for me. Like, if you're, like, a good person, then we'll get along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the cliche saying of, you are who you surround yourself exactly. with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so, 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 so true. A lot of the discussions that I've had lately fall on everything we realize in our 20s. Mm. And you're pretty early in your 20s.
Yeah.
And I'm exiting 20s pretty soon. So it's nice to see that we think the same on a lot of different dynamics of life, even though we're in two different parts of this decade.
Mm-hmm.
Which really shows to me just how mature you are and how aware you are of yourself and everything around you. And it shows tremendous growth, because I don't see many, many people in their early 20s like that. You know, 20s can be really rough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one heck of a ride, for sure.
And I just started.
Yeah. And once you hit 25, everyone likes to say, oh, when you hit 25, something clicks. Like,
mm-hmm.
something really, really clicks. And it's so freaking true. It's so crazy. I did not think that when I turned 25, so many new things and new perspectives and new just like everything about my 20s changed. I started looking at people different,
mm-hmm.
jobs different, my goals different. And anywho, it's a wild ride, but you're doing great so far, which is so good.
Yes.
And one of my favorite things about you since the beginning has been how ambitious you are and how you say you like to surround yourself with XYZ. I like to surround myself with people who want to get it just as hard as I do.
Mm, yeah.
You know, because when they don't, it's simple. People hold you back, right?
Yeah.
So when you are surrounded by people who want that life, and like, I'm not trying to be on magazines either, but I'm trying to have different foundations, you know, if I could around the world. Like,
yeah.
If I could spend my life making impact like that and having money to do positive things like that,
yeah.
that's good enough, right? Like,
yeah.
We're not trying to be celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like creating opportunities for people like us. Just didn't have it easy.
Didn't have mentors, really.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have the resources because we weren't born rich, mm-hmm. right? Parents had to hustle hard for the little things that we had. And it's really rough. So that being said, since you're such an ambitious person, do you think you balance well your goals and your family goals? Or I think I could say that better. Do you think your personal ambition gets in the way of your family?
Mm-mm.
No?
No. Because If anything, I feel like my family gets in the way of like my personal ambitions.
How
Like,
so?
I'm really focused on like keeping my family afloat right now. I've been like prioritizing that. So I try to keep like a balance. Like, oh, I go to the gym, or like I just do other things for me. I go on vacations. But I just feel like I will put that to the side to be there for my family. Like, I really like to make sure that all of my siblings, well, my whole family, that they get the experiences that everyone has, like, oh, going to like Dorney Park or something, or just trying different things, sledding, like snowboarding, that I didn't, that it wasn't like done for me. And I make sure that they get to experience like some fun in life. And yeah, like right now I'm just mainly focused on my family, and I feel like that does like get in the way of like my personal ambitions a little bit.
What are your goals with your family?
I would say like just to be good, like health-wise, financially, spiritually. We're definitely going through like a rough patch, but just like just to be good in like all aspects, like together, united for sure.
Yeah, that's a big thing in this household. I don't know if if you remember when I did my episode with my sister, we talked about how we're a unit and everyone just has to be good together, you know?
Yeah.
And that's all we got. Like, all we have is the family in our house, realistically. There's obviously more family around, but that's priority for sure. And it's hard sometimes when you're the oldest and you take ownership of that responsibility, because we could easily just go live our own life, you know?
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about.
I've thought about that. I know, I've thought about it, like, what if I just like I move out and I just do my own thing and focus on me, like, but then I'm just like, no, like, that's selfish. But is it really, though? Like, I don't know. It's just so many things.
Like you definitely can.
Yeah.
You definitely can, because you don't have to be that person. Right? Like, what we do is choice.
It is.
Like, we choose to be the daughters that we are, to be the big sisters, the role models. That's all a choice. But I just don't see the other choice as something that I would want to pick.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be okay without them. You know, I could probably fend for myself and make it work. I could go apply to any other job right now, probably a restaurant, to make easy, fast money as a server, rack up, get out of town, and go do my own thing somewhere. Easy. But no, like, I have to have my family with me.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's probably worth more than any lonely reality with good financial flow.
Yeah.
I can think of. Have you ever felt judged or underestimated because of your ambition?
Oh.
Has anyone ever made you feel small or like you can't do it?
I don't think so.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, it's not like I wasn't exactly being like uplifted and motivated, like, oh, you could do it, like, no. But like, I also wasn't like doubted, like, oh, like, you can't do it, you're gonna be like a lazy bum and like nothing's good gonna come out of your life. Like, I've never really had that. Well, at least like not from like the people that actually matter to me, because like if anyone else were to tell me that, truthfully, I don't care. Like, you're not, to me, you're not someone in my life whose, like, opinion I value. So, like, I don't think so.
Whose opinions do you value?
Family and friends.
Family and friends?
Yeah. That's
it. Okay. To the extreme, though, or it's just that it's worth listening to? Or do you really take it into account and say, oh, my God, they're right?
I feel like it's situational, but to a certain extent, like I definitely love to hear people out and like hear their perspectives, because I feel like sometimes my emotion do cloud my judgment. So I feel like when hearing like other perspectives, it just helps me understand like, oh, like, okay, that's right. Maybe I should like take this route, and that helps. Like I said, like I like surrounding myself with like ambitious people, like good-hearted people. So I feel like the people around me have like my best interest at heart.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very important to realize that people have your best interest at heart, because there's some really envious, evil, selfish people in this world who just don't care. And sometimes you don't notice it, because some people are so good at hiding it. But there's always that little feeling. There's always that little feeling inside of you that will tell you when someone's just not really your vibe.
No, for sure. And at least for me, like I said, I surround myself with like people that I genuinely like. So I don't really like consider a lot of people my friends. It's really like you're my friend or you're not. I feel like there's really no in between. So yeah, like it's really just like family, friends. You know who you are. And if you're not that, then you're just like,
sorry.
There, yeah.
Can't sit with us.
You're not cool enough.
You're not cool enough. But what do you think are some challenges that you deal with as a driven woman?
I don't necessarily have like anxiety. Like I wasn't diagnosed or anything. But I do feel like I have it. And I feel like that does, like, get in the way of so much. Like, I feel like I definitely could be more, like, outgoing or, like, you know, let me try this, let me try that. And that definitely gets in my way of, like, a lot. But recently, I've just been saying, like, just go for it. Just do it. Like, even though, like, you're so scared, nervous, like, just do it. And in the moment, I'll feel like my heart is gonna, like, pop out of my chest and, like, yeah, just, like, you know, leave. But then I'm glad that I did it after. Like I was nervous about this podcast, because I'm like, oh my god, people are gonna listen to me, like they could search me up and then I'm there, like I come up. But then I'm like, I know that, you know, you're such a great host, like, and we're just always like, you know, vibes, we have good conversations, and I know this is just like something that I'm going to look back at and just be like, wow, like, that was just great. Like, I remember that moment.
Yeah.
And that's with, like, a lot of things. So, yeah, I would say definitely my anxiety gets in the way, but not lately.
That's good. Anxiety and fear get in the way of a lot of things. And naturally, we're all anxious, right? Mm-hmm. I think post-COVID, especially with everything we had to deal with, it just made everyone a little more anxious as a person. And some of us were already anxious to begin with. I will say that my anxiety has decreased to a point where I'm so relaxed. Don't get me wrong, there's moments where I feel anxious, you know, I'm human. But yeah, I could say the same. Lately, I just get it done. I get it done because you have to think, like, let's put a scenario here. Let's say it's a job interview, right? Mm-hmm. Job interviews are always nerve-wracking. You're never, right. It's never going to feel like, oh, I'm so freaking excited to go sell myself, basically, and try and make this worth it. However, when I have a job interview, I just think I have a God-given gift that is having conversation with people. There's just something, and it's not, I don't mean it in a conceited way. I literally feel like that is just one of my talents, you know? Like, I'm not a painter, and I'm not the greatest dancer, but I'm the greatest yapper. That is my skill. So Every time I have a job or I've ever had a job interview, I just say it's just a conversation, you know?
Yeah.
There is no right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, this is me. This is what I have to offer. And that's it. My faith in God also, though, is a big, big part as to why my anxiety has felt better, because I've hit lows and I've hit highs, and I just always feel like, you know, no matter the lows, I always get back up.
Period.
You know? And then things get resolved, and it is what it is. There's no problem is too big for a solution. And yeah, I'm just happy that the shackles of anxiety aren't holding us down the way that they've tend to in the past, because we're so great.
Yeah.
You know, and we can proudly say that, like, we really are. You especially are such a great sister and girlfriend and daughter and friend and employee. I mean, literally anything or anywhere you go, it's vibes.
Mm-hmm.
It's vibes. You don't walk in negative. You've never been a Debbie Downer. Like, if anything, you're like, okay, and you're calm about it, and you're just you. Like, that's it. And yeah, it's awesome. So I went on a tangent there of Angie appreciation.
You could keep going.
Keep saying good things about me, please.
Write it down in the comments below.
Okay, so why do so many people struggle with self-worth in the age of social media?
Definitely because of, like, people's opinions, like, just caring what other people think, caring about, like, how you're just gonna get viewed, how you come off. Like, now it's a thing, like, to get canceled. Like,
cancel culture.
Yes. So I just feel like caring too much, which I'm not gonna lie, like, that was me too. Like, I care too much, like, oh, it, like, do I say this, should I say that, like, do I wear this, do I wear that, like, I just be thinking too much. But then I'm like, why?
I agree.
Like, if I look good and I feel good, then that's it.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't have to be more complicated than that.
Yeah. On my episode with Lolo, we discussed the art of not giving a damn.
Mm-hmm.
And how that is literally the way to life. You can just don't give a damn. Just don't give a damn. Social media. As much as sometimes I love getting away from it, with the reality of what I want to do in life, I just can't get away from it. It's literally a part of my brand, you know? It's how I promote my brand. It's how I promote me, in essence. So it's hard. I always think, like, the moment this podcast just gets big, right? God willing, I get signed, and this is like
a thing.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
You
will.
We're putting it in the air. Well, when that would happen, I'm going to deal with a lot of strangers and a lot of opinions. And when you think about it, you have to ask yourself, like, are you ready? Like, am I ready for that right now? You know, I don't know if it's that my friends really love me and they enjoy listening to the podcast and it's just really that good or whatever, but I get a lot of positive feedback.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really get negative feedback. But if I were to get a bunch of negative feedback, like, oof, I don't know, man. I'm a little afraid for that. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little scared. I hope that it's something that doesn't affect me. I know it's inevitable, but it is what it is. I mean,
even if it does, like, it's normal. Like, I feel like it's very normal to just read a comment that's, like, a hateful comment and just be like, damn, like, what'd I do to you?
Yeah.
Like, or just feel some type of way about it. That's normal. But, like, how do you take that and shove it in their face?
Exactly.
Like, yeah, I just feel like, and I feel like, I mean, biased, but you're not gonna get any negative comments. And if you do, then they're sad or something.
They're sad. I think it's, let's say I was just like a professional athlete, or I just was a Instagram model. You know, I would know what I would get backlash for. Like,
yeah.
If I was an athlete, they could say, you know, I'm bad at this, bad at that in regards to whatever sport I'm doing. If I was an Instagram model, body shaming, yeah, and whatever. All that comes with that, which is disgusting behavior, you know? But I'm talking about opinions here.
Yeah.
This is like my public diary. Honestly,
this is definitely more personal.
Yeah, it's so personal. It's so opinionated. But it's my opinion. It's whoever I'm sitting here with's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people are welcome to having to put their opinion in.
Yeah.
So I do try and tread carefully through this when I record. You know what's crazy? I've never had to tell my friends, like, oh, don't curse too much. Like, because some of us do. And
oh, yeah,
I'm guilty of it, too. You know, like, I definitely curse here and there. I've never had to say, don't do this, don't do that. Everyone just kind of performs well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, sometimes a curse word will slip here and there, but I don't know what it is. Everyone just tones it down when they're on the mics, and it surprises me because I'm like, we do not talk like this outside of these mics.
No.
Like, we do, but this is more formal, and we say that all the time. But there's plenty of podcasts out there that people just talk however they want to talk.
Yeah.
But I never wanted this one to be this way, because I'm expecting all different ages to listen.
Yeah.
To, you know? And, you know, just why be vulgar and rowdy?
Yeah, I feel like it's just, like, it sets an aggressive tone.
Yeah.
Like, the tone that, like, your podcast, like, sets is just, like, family-friendly, like, positive, like, heartfelt. Like, it's not giving, like, oh, you know how, like, say you, like, hear, like, a podcast or a YouTube video, and it's like, hi, and then beep, 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 beep. Like, it's just, you know, cursing, like,
I know. It's definitely not fun. And I definitely don't want to put bleeps on anything. Too much. But yeah, social media has its positive. Oh my gosh, I'll say it again. Social media has its positives and negatives. I don't know what I'll do when I get there, but I hope I'm not in cancel culture. I think the vibes here are pretty good. And yeah, that's basically it. Do you feel like you're a social media person?
Like, do I enjoy it? Or,
like, just, are you a social media person? Do you like to be on it? Do you like sharing your life on there? Are you more reserved with your life on there?
Let's take it back to when I was, like, younger. I loved it. Like, I would post, like, my bag of hot Cheetos, like, every time I got it. Like, I would just post everything. But now, like, now that I go, I feel like, no. I just started living more for me and putting my phone down. So, like, I'll literally post, like, once a year. Like, my birthday. Like, I'll post once a year. Sometimes I, like, post about my dog. But that's it. Like, I'm not really on it. I'm not on it.
So, what do you like to do?
I like to watch videos of, like, people going on vacation. That way, like, I know, like, what to do. Like, when I go to, like, Puerto Rico or something, right? It's just so cool. Like, I just want that life. So, yeah, like, it's happening. But other than that, I also feel like there's just so many, like, good hacks, like, especially TikTok. Like, you just learn so much. It's literally like another search engine. Like, I don't need Google. Who needs Google? TikTok.
TikTok is a good search engine for a lot of things. And it's also so addicting.
I know. It's actually, like, really bad.
It's really bad. They honestly, it's really bad, but they did so good.
Yeah, no, they did
Like
amazing
they
choices.
really created an app that changed everything. And the algorithm that TikTok has is unmatched. It's better than anything Meta has done. Like Instagram could never, and Facebook could never as well.
More.
But TikTok will send you where you need to go. And oh man.
It definitely creates a lot of like opportunities for people.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like you literally could find anything on there. Like I just recently started like snowboarding. I only went 2 times, but I loved it. And I'll literally search up like, oh, and you know, I just learned a couple of things from there. Will I be a professional when I get on the ice? No, but at least I know kind of like what to do. And that's just what I like. Well, I guess like just like the learning.
How does snowboarding feel mainly? This is your new hobby.
It is my new hobby. I'm so excited. Like, I don't know, it's just fun. And I'm not really like a cold person. Like, I hate the cold. I hate the cold. But for snowboarding, I'll be in the pool for hours. Like, I don't know, it's just really fun. It definitely took some practice. And I was also anxious about that too, just like hopping off of the ski lift. I literally just throw myself. Bro, because when I first went on it, like my first time, I didn't get off the ski lift. I was about to go around the second time, but they stopped it for me and I just jumped off. I was so scared. I was so
Is
scared.
it high up?
It
Like
felt
the
like it
jump?
was. It felt like it was, but I don't know. I was just blinded by like my scariness. I don't
And
know.
you have to jump with the board
With the board on 1 foot.
on
It's
one
like
foot.
it's attached to 1 foot and the other one is kind of just there, but you kind of had to like land like you're snowboarding. It's just like
Have you nailed a
insane.
landing?
No, but we'll get there.
You just fall?
I just fall every time. Yeah, but it's okay because I'll make it down the hill. One
Okay.
way or another,
How
yeah.
has going down the hill been?
I'm not gonna lie, my first time, I pretty much like slid the whole way down. Like a big
Okay.
slide, no, like a slide, like on my butt, like sliding down. And that was okay. I didn't want to go on it like after that. And then I went again. And then I was, you know what, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. And then I learned how to balance and everything. I like, there's one time I went all the way down. Didn't fall. So much progress.
Wow, I can't wait.
You know,
I learned how to scooter, how to skate, how to ride a bike. So I think I shall learn how to snowboard.
I think you
You
shall.
know, like, why not? That is one thing that we as people need to stay more in tune of, which is creating a hobby.
Yeah,
I think it's so important, you
it
know?
is.
We had so many hobbies when we were kids. There's always something new you wanted to get into. And as you go into adulthood, everything becomes my big goals and my job and things at home and all these things. But like, what about hobbies?
Yeah, I've
There's so
definitely
many cool
struggled with that.
things. Yeah, me too. Like, there's nothing cool that I do. I mean, this is a cool hobby, but this is also just like work that I love to do.
Yeah. I tried to, well, I bought a guitar
Okay.
and I was trying to learn how to tune it and it stopped there. Like, I didn't learn anything else. So, but I definitely do want to try it. I promise you, I will be like Lenny from Aventura. Da-na-na-na-na-na. Like, that's gonna
Dang.
be me.
Those are really your boys.
Bro. But yeah, that was gonna be me. I tried learning how to crochet, and I'm just like not the best. I suck. Maybe it's the yarn. I'll blame the yarn. When I was younger, I did do it, and I loved it, which is why I was like, you know what? Let me start this again. But no, I suck. I tried making the most easy thing. Something easy you can make. And no, I just did so bad, but I'm gonna try it.
Yeah. You can always try anything you want to try in life. That's the beautiful thing. And when I was younger, you know what I was really good at? When the bracelets were popping, the threaded bracelets.
thread.
You remember those?
Well, like Rainbow Loom?
No, they were just little bracelets, but they were made out of thread.
Mm-hmm.
And you would do them in like different, there were different techniques to do them. And then there were like the plastic ones.
Okay.
I was into that whole jewelry, custom made jewelry when it was out. Now I could never.
I used to do Rainbow Loom. And I was
really
nice at it. I was so nice.
Yeah. See, why don't you do that?
What do I look like as a 22-year-old woman making Rainbow Loom?
The art not giving a damn. The art of not giving a damn, okay? You know what? I should buy one of those bracelet kits and just do that. Like, why not?
Or when you're here just vibing.
Yeah. I definitely want to, this year, if you look around this room, there are plenty of books everywhere. They're over there hanging. They're on this desk. I have more at the office at work. And I don't understand why they're just there for show. Mm-hmm. Or some of them are like 20 pages into reading them and I just can't. But I want to read them. I want to read them. What is the point of showcasing them if I haven't read them? One day I'm going to have a guest here who's a bookworm and they're going to be like, oh my God, you read that book. You remember this part? I'll be like, no.
It's like, I didn't get there yet.
Yeah, I like look at them and I love the titles. So I display the titles of them because I feel like they fit in with my vibe. But I don't know a thing about what's inside of them. That's crazy.
Crazy. You should. There was like a period of time last year where like I had a goal to like read 2 books a month. And I did it for January, did it for February, and then I stopped there. Like, I don't know. It's also very like time consuming, but in January I read like 2 really good books that I liked. It was It Ends With Us and it Starts With Us.
Okay.
By something Hoover, Colleen Hoover.
Yeah.
And then the movie came out and I was so disappointed. Like, so
disappointed. It was different.
The book was just so much different.
The book.
The book
was so different. Like, I literally can't.
It was so different.
Yeah, a lot of people tend to say that a lot. Books are always better. But that movie itself and the drama post.
Did you watch
release? I did see It Ends With Us.
Did you read the book?
I did not. I did not read the book. My sister did. At least I'm pretty sure she did. She's a little bit more of a reader than I am. I think it's because I like music so much. But anywho, let's keep going on with this episode. How do you personally define success?
You know, that was like one of my interview questions.
Really?
But it's just like, oh, how do you define success in your role?
Okay.
That's so funny.
That is funny.
How do I define success? I feel like just being happy and being with like friends and family, having my business, and just like being adventurous, just going on different adventures, traveling, trying new foods.
You want to have a business?
Mm-hmm.
What business?
So I want to have like kind of like a doggy daycare. My dog, my beautiful Nala, she's my inspiration.
Okay.
Bro, when I first got her, I was so stressed because having a dog is so hard. Having to train them and all of that. But I don't know. I feel like I've always wanted to do something that was like nurturing, like taking care of something. And once I got my dog, like that just sparked like an interest in me. Like, I definitely want to be surrounded by dogs. Like, I would be the happiest person ever just playing with dogs. Like, I want to have like a whole like pool for them to just like literally like the Boys and Girls Club, but for dogs.
Okay.
Literally, just like that. And I just have so many ideas, like, too, about it. I want to have, like, some vets in there, you know, just to do some checkups. I have so many ideas, but that's definitely my plan.
That's fire. I also have a dog. You know, there's a person in my life that once said, I had asked them, you know, do you think that I would ever get a dog? And they were like, no.
What?
Like, flat out. Because obviously my dog is our family dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Logan. Mm-hmm. But I'm not much of a... I just didn't grow up with a pet.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, honestly. I don't know what it is. I see a lot of my friends, like, really attached to their dogs. And I just don't see myself there. Right, but I never really questioned it. However, this person, he seems to know me very well. And when they answered that, I was like, what? Why? And they're like, because if you're gonna put the effort and energy into anything like that, it's gonna be a baby. It's not mm-hmm. gonna be a dog.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I see that.
Bingo. That's what it is. That's literally what it is. I definitely would do that for kids, like for my children. But the whole, like how attentive people are to their pets, and it's nothing wrong. It's just I literally, like, my sister will so easily lay in bed with Logan and cuddle with him and take naps. And yeah. She is the happiest person. That is the love That's of her me. Life.
Yes.
And I will easily close that door and he will not come in this room.
Oh, my
and
God.
I'll be fine. Yeah, and I'll be fine because I say, like, he has a bed. This is my bed.
Okay.
And I was just like, you're so mean. And I'm like, if it was my child, though, I'm like, the bus will find it.
I feel like my dog is my child.
She's so cute.
Oh, she's so big.
She's huge. But even from when she was little, though, oh, they're just the most precious dogs. What kind of dog is she? Because I know, but they don't know.
I have a golden retriever.
Yes.
Her birthday is actually on Peruvian Independence Day.
Wow.
So, sis is Peruvian.
Sis is Peruvian. Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
It was meant to be.
And how old is she?
She is a year and... I think, like, 4 months. A year and 4 months, 5 months.
She's still young.
Yeah. She's my little baby.
Oh, my gosh.
But, bro, if I could, I would take her everywhere with me. I feel like... I don't know if it's crazy. Well, it's not crazy to say, but my dog, she's always there for me emotionally.
Really?
Like, it's so insane. Like, I always knew I wanted a dog, and I had one when I was younger, but it just didn't work out. Like, it was too much. I also had, like, pet turtles and birds and a bunny, and they would just somehow just go missing. Mysteriously. I know what happened. Yeah, but anyways, like, I don't know. I just feel her presence. And say, like, for example, I'll cry. She'll come to me and, like, she'll lick my face so much until I stop. And then she'll just lay with me. And I literally feel supported. I feel like, oh, my God, like someone's there for me.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
What?
My heart's so ready to, like, explode because how much love I have for her.
Oh my gosh, she's really your pal. How does she greet you when she sees you?
Oh, she always just runs and jumps on me like crazy.
Is she your height when she stands? Taller?
Oh, why would you say that?
What do you mean? They get big sometimes.
No, she's a little shorter than me. Like,
she's definitely your height, bro.
She's just a little bit shorter.
Bruh, I gotta see a video of her. I don't think you've sent me a recent snap of her.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, she is Def a Cutie, and I love her name.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, your life, you seem just a little more secure ever since you got her. Oh, I don't know if she was your missing
For piece. Sure. I always knew that, like, I needed a dog. Not just why I needed, I knew And then when she came into my life, I was like, yeah, like I'm good.
Really?
Yeah, like I would like sometimes go on like runs with her. I did like last summer, and like I'll literally be like the happiest person ever.
Oh
Like that's
my
it.
God, you
Yeah.
play with her?
All the time, yes.
What do you play?
Like I'll have like her, I buy her toys like all the time, bro. I'm such a sucker. Like I go into Petco, I'm like, oh, this is so cute, I have to buy it for her. Like it's really my child. But we'll play like fetch, or like if I like run, she'll like chase after me. Or like if I dance, she'll literally like jump up. Like she wants to dance too. Like it's so strange. I'm not
Yeah.
delusional, I swear, she wants to dance.
Is she good at fetch?
She doesn't catch it in the air, but like, you
She'll
know,
get there.
she'll just like catch it and then retrieve, you know, as a golden retriever would do. Bring
Yes.
it back to me. And then yeah, that's pretty much it. Then she just chills.
A golden retriever. Such a good dog to have.
The best.
Yeah, they're the good ones.
Definitely family
One of
dogs.
the good breeds to have. Shedders like
Oh
crazy.
my God. Yes. Yes, real.
But honestly, Logan is a crazy shedder too. He's a beagle. And the only dog I know that doesn't shed is Callie, which is Kay's dog. California.
Yes,
Yeah.
Kylie.
Callie is one heck of a girl.
She's literally human.
She
I
is.
swear, she's human.
Yeah, I think Kay would say that same thing too. California is. She's an icon, that girl.
Definitely
Yeah.
taller than me.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is literally Kay's rock.
Yes.
Yeah. That is her girl. It's her girl. It's crazy. I love it though. I love that my friends are in such positive places in their life and there's new additions, whether it's a new dog, a new baby, because that seems to be the theme around
Oh,
me
yeah.
lately. Everyone is giving me a niece or a nephew. Yeah, life is it's hard. You
Yeah.
know, it's not the easiest, but it's better than
No,
it
for
has
sure.
been. Yeah. So, how do you feel about this new year? This new year, you've just accomplished.
Let
You
me
ready?
see. I think, yeah. Like, I've been, it's definitely been hard. Like, it'll be like weeks that are just hard, mainly with family. But then, like, there's just like a day where it's just like, you know what? Like, today's a good day, and I'm grateful. I just take everything day by day, and I just try to remind myself, like, regardless of like the hardships, like there's always gonna be like good moments that overlook that. And yeah, I know definitely like there's gonna be more harder moments, but I was literally talking to my mom about this like the day of my birthday. We had like a deep conversation. She's like, what do you think like you've accomplished? Like, what did you learn? And we were just talking about like, yeah, it's definitely been like really tough, especially for me and her. Since we're like each other's like support system. But yeah, like regardless of everything, like we're good, we have each other, and like I'm closer to my mom now than ever.
Really?
Ever, 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 yes. Like I literally tell her everything, all the tea at work, like yes, my mom knows. She knows. And we're like this, we're locked in. I know.
Wow.
And it's kind of like crazy like how it happened, but I'm grateful. Like
That was a
that's my
crazy break.
bestie. That's my bestie.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Dang, that's
I
awesome.
know.
Yeah, I'm glad. That's a very important, 'cause that's really your girl.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, mom is always gonna be your girl. My mom and I are in better places for sure too. You know, we still bicker. There are moments we're very alike, so it's hard 'cause sometimes my attitude could be just as crazy as hers on some days, you know? And we can be honest and say, that sometimes you just don't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
You know? And it doesn't matter who you are. Sometimes you just want to be left alone.
Yes.
Alone. You don't want to say a word. And I think sometimes my energy is low and her energy is high. So she'll come and she'll like have all this energy and she'll be asking me all these questions and I'm just not in it to win it.
I couldn't imagine.
So I'm like, oh my God, girl. But honestly, the one thing I will say is the older I get and with everything that has happened, whenever I think about those moments with her or like I'm in that exact moment and I'm getting irritated by her or I just catch myself like maybe reacting and giving her a response that I shouldn't have, I just always think like, you know, the day this woman dies, I'm going to lose my entire life. Like it's gonna, I have no choice but to keep on.
Yeah.
Right. But I will lose my whole life. And I don't want to spend any moment on this earth now that we've gotten to this place, disrespecting her.
Yeah.
Or getting annoyed by her. Cause it's like, she needs me just as much as I need her.
Yeah.
You know? And that has been very crucial because every time I'm like, nah, that's my mom, bro.
Yeah.
You know,
I
like,
agree.
Get it together. Like, you're upset, me, talking to me, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm upset. This is not her problem. This woman has slaved so I can have water. You know?
Literally, yes.
So who am I to be mean to her, disrespect her? And yeah, that's really my girl, too. That's really my girl, because my biological father, he really ain't do much. So that's that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, right now, it's me, my mom, my siblings, because my parents separated, like, probably, like, has it been 2 years? 2 years?
I think it has been 2 years.
So it took a lot of, like, to adjust to that. Like, not just for me, like, I always knew, like, that they would come. And sometimes I would have wanted to, like, come faster. But, like, for my siblings, that was just, like, the hard part. And just being there for my siblings, being there for my mom, that was just really hard. But in a way, like, it brought us all together because we kind of needed to be together. And, like, now, like, we all talk to each other more often. Like, it's just weird. Like, before, we would just be, like, in our rooms. Like, we wouldn't really talk much. Now, like, sometimes we'll just, like, eat together and we'll, like, just talk about life or just, like, what's going on in America or, like, just the world.
Yeah.
Like, just random things. And, you know, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to get the monster out of the house. To put it in very simple words.
Yeah.
And that brings everyone together because in a sense, you're finally free. And the older your siblings are going to get, the more that they're going to appreciate bonding time.
Oh, yeah.
And the unit and the team. So sometimes there are moments where life is hard, and I can imagine that it's very hard. But those moments right there that you just described are what make it worth it.
Yeah.
It's like we're all sitting down and having dinner together, or there's a moment where someone says a joke and we're all laughing for a little bit, you know? Then it's like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
You know? These are my people. And that's what we live for. So I'm very glad and I'm very proud of you. And we are now at the end of the episode. How did it feel?
Really good. You see, like, now I'm glad that I did it, even though I was anxious in the beginning. But really good. I'm like, I definitely want to, like, come back.
Already inviting yourself.
No, but I had a really good time. And, yeah, it's just, like, our regular conversations. I feel like.
How do you like the vibes? Yeah.
Calm vibes. But, like, you know, deep vibes. Just all the vibes.
Okay.
All the good vibes.
Okay. Good. I always like to know what you guys think. I think you have all seen me at so many different points of my life so far, since you met me, that this is really the first time I do something that really feels part of me, you know? And it's crazy. It's crazy to have my diary in public.
I know. Honestly, I don't think I could. I feel like I would cry like every episode.
Some episodes are emotional. Sometimes, like, I don't plan to have an emotional episode. It just, conversation dictates that.
Yeah.
But sometimes I don't want to get too deep with my friends because not everyone is an open book like I am.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, there's times where, like, my sister on our episode, she's like, oh, we can't name drop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, name drop.
Oh,
you know, like, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, we're not wishing bad on anyone, but that is part of my life.
True.
I give you consent to go ahead and name drop. So, obviously, I can give consent to those things, but, you know, there's definitely very deep questions that I can ask you guys. But sometimes you just don't really want to talk about that yet, you know?
Yeah.
Not every episode has to be a deep, like, tell me about the worst thing in your childhood that traumatized forever, you know?
Bro, I did not know what to think. Like, I'm like, what kind of questions is she going to ask me? Like, I have to be ready. I'm like, oh my gosh.
No. I would never. Things will grow to that point, you know? I think I know when I can get deep, like, obviously with my sister and when I did mine with Jackie, just because on an emotional side, we've just gone through stuff together. Like, me with Jackie's cancer situation, it's hard, right? And, like, I'm always with her or, like, always talking to her. So it's a roller coaster that we both ride. And then my sister just being around me my whole life. But I'm glad that you enjoyed this. And I can't wait to have you back because there are definitely a plentitude of topics that we can talk about.
Yes.
Then now that you know, like, how it feels and what it is, you can go ahead and, like, shoot topics at me, you know?
Okay.
That's one thing I always say when people want to come back. Like, I don't mind you sending me, like, oh, like, what if we talked about this? Like, okay, send it to me. I'll make up the questions and we'll make it work. But this is definitely fun. And I can't wait to take you around town so you could see my new life here.
Her hood now, a different hood.
A different hood. That's not the hood. But, yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you for driving out here.
And yes, I appreciate you.
I can't believe that you're just getting older and older.
I know.
It's crazy. Also, fun fact, haven't seen Angie since last year's birthday.
So, a whole year.
A whole year has gone by. And we only live 30 minutes away. But when I say my girl is busy,
she's a busy girl.
Mm-hmm. Booked and busy. So anywho, I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for listening. As always, I hope that you had a great time meeting my girl Ange. I wish you could see her outfit today because she got that thing on. Let me just say. But yeah, I love you, Ange. Thank you so much for taking part in this.
Of course.
And you're the best. And that is it, guys. Have a great week. Have a great vibe. Remember, don't give a damn. Be patient. Communicate. Advocate for yourself. And just be present. The world will be a better place.
Yes.
So yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And we're done.